Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to another fat-melting, dimple-erasing, line-smoothing episode of Fat Mascara. I'm here with my friend and editor, Jen Goldstein, and I am Jessica Matlin.
It's time for the week's episode. We have a lot of fun stuff this week.
A lot of things to talk about.
Jess was MIA in New York, so I'm going to catch her up on what happened in the beauty news, including a really cool Kybella event that I went to that I have to tell you about. Yes, we're going to talk about that. We have to do our Fashion Month recap because Paris just ended yesterday, Wednesday, so we got to talk about the final trends we saw.
It's been going on forever.
Yeah, and then we're going to discuss genetic cosmetics. Yeah. And who's our guest?
Our guest is the amazing Sarah Potempa. You may know her as the creator of the Beach Waver, which makes getting sexy beach waves very easy, but she also did the hair at the Victoria's Secret Runway Show.
Jess, I missed you last week.
I know, I missed you too. I was on vacay.
How was it?
It was awesome. I got some sun. I used some SPF.
Very good.
Yeah.
You did miss out though.
I know. I saw some photos of you at this like crazy event with Khloe Kardashian.
Me and Coco.
I was kind of insta-stalking you on the beach. Like, I really know how to unplug.
No, that event was crazy. I have to tell you about it. So it was for Kybella, which is the fat dissolving injection that removes submental fat for a double chin. Are you familiar?
Wait, I've heard of it, but like, just take me back to school for a second. It melts fat on your chin.
Well, Jess, it's deoxycholic acid. Oh, that. Actually, yes, a drug version of it. So you go to the doctors and they inject you in your chin, and it can get rid of like a double chin, basically. So it's a new injectable, prescription injectable.
God, they're thinking of everything lately.
They will. They are.
Can anybody who has a double chin get Kybella? Or, like, is this... who needs Kybella?
You go
Kybella?
To your doctor, dermatologist, or plastic surgeon, and they'll assess whether or not you're a candidate for it.
You Who's have to a have candidate?
People with submental fat. So it can't just be excess skin, and it can't be that you're, like, chubby everywhere. Like, it has to be, like, a double chin. So, okay.
Like, that needs to be, like, a distinguishing feature.
Yeah, I saw
feature.
the woman's before and after pictures. She looked great. My highlight, can I give you the highlight?
Yeah.
So we're all sitting in there watching up on the stage, and Chloe's leading the panel, and she's like a little out of her element. It was a beauty editor event, but you know, she's holding her own. I was like, you go. And the best part was when she started talking to the celebrity photographer. So I guess he was there to give selfie tips. Ask me how this ties back, but I was all about listening to the selfie tips. Do you want some selfie tips?
This sounds like a circus. I love it.
Okay.
Keep going.
It so was. So first we learned to squinch. Are you familiar with squinching?
No. I'm still on like that sidearm thing that I keep doing to make my waist look skinny.
Oh, I'll give you a stitch, and okay. Then you'll feel like you were there. So squinching is when, it felt very Blue Steel. What happens is you lift and tighten the lower lid up on your eyes, and then just let the top lid relax. And so you look
crazy. Is this safe for people who wear contacts?
You look crazy. No, it's it's supposed to be so you're sort of you just project confidence, and so he's making Khloe Kardashian squint. So she's up
Jen
on this,
squinch again.
Okay, listener, I feel like I'm Stewie from Family Ties right now.
It's not hot.
Well, Khloe
Jen,
was
you
doing
beautiful,
it.
But
this
not
is,
squinching.
This is it gets even better. So we're squinching, and then he gives you the tip for how to make your body look slimmer and your upper arms especially look slimmer. Would you like to know?
Oh yeah.
Get your squinch on. Okay. Sit up straight. Okay.
I'm gonna leave the squinching till later, so I'm just focusing.
Okay.
On
Okay. So now you put your hands out in front of you as if you're holding, and I quote here what he said: a 3 foot long sub sandwich or hoagie by the ends underneath.
Easy. I've done that before.
And so putting your arms out like that makes your upper arm look slimmer. So you do that. Like, here I am.
Yeah,
world.
My palms are out.
Yeah, it looks... So anyway, she's doing that. Everybody in the audience is doing it. He's giving... And we're all trying to squinch. And she just turns to the audience with this, like, questioning arms. And she's like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Wait, Khloe said that? But P.S., I heard people call her Coco. I follow her makeup artist. And she was like, Coco
she
on
spoke
fleek.
For every woman there. And I didn't know what was happening right then either. Nobody did. She was just like... I don't know what's happening.
Well, what do I do with my palms? Right now, my palms are just up.
It's rhetorical. You're not really going to go around doing this. It's crazy. So that's basically what you missed. There's a lift chin up campaign. You can get less of a double chin now.
Well, you know what? If you have a double chin, you can work out all you want. You're not going to get rid of that thing. So, you know, I think it's great. Oh, my God. Fashion month is over.
Thank God.
I mean, I didn't even, like, fly to Paris, but I am exhausted.
And my arms are so numb.
No, but seriously, I think that, like, we basically are Miss Cleo because...
We nailed it.
We freaking nailed it.
Our predictions from 2 weeks ago, makeup is back, we were on point.
Not even just makeup is back. We were, like, glitter, goth, like, you know, goth looks. And basically, Paris has ended. Like, Chanel like basically closed it out today.
Yeah.
And as we're recording. I'm sorry, but goth looks were everywhere. And, like, look how far the pendulum has swung.
Yeah.
Like, every high fashion, super chic brand, like, you need a black lipstick to survive and fall.
Or some glitter. What were some of your favorites?
Well, I thought the Dior lip was really amazing. You know, Dior is such a ladylike brand. I mean, they do some edgy stuff sometimes, but it's very safe, I think, in the beauty space sometimes. And they were going, like, strong with the black lip. I also love, oh, my God, the Yohji Yamamoto.
Oh, I didn't
was
see
like,
that.
Holy smokes. It was, please Google it if you have time. Like, the hair was insane. It was, like, a kind of a goth mohawk, and... The makeup was outrageous. It was, like, again, like, kind of like a Blade Runner goth moment. I know it's, like, you know, take a shot every time I say goth, but that is the...
We're drunk.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. And also, okay, I'm showing Jen a photo right now.
Is
but
that Yohji Yamamoto?
That's Yohji Yamamoto. And the lips were kind
you
of like
a cutie. You know what it reminds me of? Day of the Dead Sugar Skulls?
Completely.
Like, contouring lip... line right there.
Contouring lip
cool.
line, but also, like, there's kind of a slash with a black liner across the lips that reminds me of the Joker.
Oh.
Like, when Heath Ledger was the Joker. Like, it is dark. So if you're thinking of doing something, like, crazy with your makeup this year, like, do it now.
What about hair? That wet hair trend will not die, first of all.
No.
But I did find a couple things that I was into. Of course Guido did it. Like, he just sometimes nails it. Wait, was it Dior? It was Dior. It was the little buns. He did little back of the, like, Princess Leia, but at the nape of the neck. They were so adorable, but in, like, this kind of cool way. Look at you. You have pictures you're showing me.
Yeah, I brought some.
And we cannot wrap up our conversation of
AIDS.
Milan and Paris without talking about which show.
The Fendi Eye.
I'm such a fan.
It was, like, watercolors, and I think Peter Phillips, who did the makeup, he said it was like a posh girl at Burning Man.
Not Coachella. That would have been safer.
Yeah,
she's
Burning Man.
Burning Man. Yeah. I'm into it. I think that when we get to the summer, people are just going to be trying all sorts of makeup and hairstyle. They'll love it.
This is a time to go, like, absolutely hog wild, and I cannot be more excited about it because I am, frankly, tired of nudes.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
I want to get serious for a moment.
I'm always down for, like, a serious combo.
I read this study in Nature Communications last week that kind of blew my mind. Do you want to hear about it?
I love how you read these, like, kind of publications.
It's my job.
I know. I just feel like this is, like, very
gen. I did homework
for us. Okay.
No, it's a new study showing they've now identified some of the genes that are responsible for these different human appearance traits at researchers at the University College of London. So they now know the gene responsible for the monobrow, the gene responsible for gray hair, for balding, for thick brows.
That's a pretty huge discovery. Like, I'm surprised this hasn't been bigger in the beauty world.
Well, because they had to find a big population with all of these genes mixed in to sort of isolate them. I think they did it in somewhere in Latin America that was a very mixed population. So they were finally able to say, okay, down to the teeny tiny little DNA, this is what is making the hair problems. Of course, the Daily Mail like took it totally in the wrong way, and they dubbed the thick brow gene the Cara gene.
Oh my God! Well, that makes it sound very
I think
sexy,
it's called,
right?
Yes, it's Fox 12. Actually, the gene does have a sexy name. It's the Fox 12 gene. That's the one for the thick brows. I'm sure I have the one for the prematurely gray hair. As you know, I've been gray since I was 15.
Well, you have like an amazing gray streak.
But this is really, it's really cool, and it's amazing that they did this, but it freaks me out completely. Because the minute you identify these genes, you can start working on ways to change them.
Well, it does have like shades of like Aryan Nation. Like, you know, can we start tweaking around them so that everyone like has straight hair?
But I don't even think it's can we. I think it's when we. Like, are you freaked out at all by gene therapy?
Well, not really, because I think like I'm looking at, maybe I'm taking a little bit of a Pollyanna approach to this, but I feel like I'm thinking about the baldness. So a couple years ago, we did a story at Cosmo that was like a first-person essay, but we did a lot of research with it about women who
have alopecia.
Exactly, who have alopecia, you know, female pattern baldness. And one of the stats really blew me away, but actually really didn't surprise me, just from women that I know that, you know, that are close to me, and then just from being in the beauty industry. Over, like, it's something like 52% of women will experience thinning at some point, whether it's through pregnancy, stress. I went through a stressful time once and like clumps of my hair were falling out.
Yeah.
But I'm like a lucky person that it was just for a moment. I mean, I'm relatively young, so like who knows what's going to happen. But then also just female pattern baldness. And that's like incredibly devastating to women. And also like men, like I think we joke around, we think that like men are just accustomed to losing their hair, but it's really devastating for a lot of them.
See, your mind jumps right to, oh, look, we can fix this.
Yeah.
And they do. I mean, most of, already in Europe and in, I think it's China, they do gene therapy for diseases and medical issues. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of fine with that, but where do you stop? Because at a certain point,
it's a very philosophical argument.
You know, some rich ass lady is going to go in there and get her gene therapy, which is they're going to tweak the little virus, inject it in her. It's going to get in her human cells. She's going to lose weight. Her eyes are going to turn blue. Her hair is going to be that freaks me out.
Yeah,
Gattaca style.
That was such a good movie. Very underrated.
These questions that I feel like I was like, oh yeah, we'll have that discussion when the time comes. Like the time is now.
How does it even work anyway? Is it a pill?
There's different ways to do it, but so right now they'll take a virus, like a benign virus that would never make you sick. They'll inject the DNA that you want into the virus. Then they inject the virus into you. It fans out, gets in all of your human cells, recodes them to the correct thing that you want, whether it's straighter hair or whatever. And then over time you grow that change and your genetic material changes.
Okay, so this is a little bit more involved than I thought.
Yes, please. This is what I'm trying to... It isn't just like a pill.
I was excited. Like, I thought it was just like a little like capsule.
Right, and it's going to be in doctor's offices and like a drug, and let's hope it's super regulated. But that's insane. Like, okay, Jurassic Park? Like, wasn't that a little bit of gene therapy?
Yeah, and we...
You know how that turned out.
I tend to think that the benefits of helping people who have anxiety and depression from feeling, you know, ways about themselves outweigh the like crazy rich lady who is making herself look insane that is still feeling like crap
inside.
Don't
worry about where we're going to draw that line.
Yeah, like or the pageant mom that's like, I don't want my 3-year-old to have curly hair. I want her to have straight hair like mommy.
Okay, but you're a reasonable person who's thinking we're going to be able to draw the line and somehow come up with some laws about this?
Yeah, like I think that, you know, they should be administered. Again, this is like ideal thinking, but a doctor should... You should be able to,
of course,
like 18 plus. If you're 19 years old and you want to like make yourself look like Barbie, knock yourself out. I don't really care. Like, I think it's a sad indication for society, but like that's an adult decision and go ahead and make it. I'm concerned about children, so it should be like a doctor needs to make these decisions for you. But if you're 30 years old and you're balding and you're a woman, I think that you should be able to get this gene therapy if you want to.
I'm just a crazy person because I'm picturing iRobot and we're all crazy just mannequins walking around with weird images. But I think it's good to start the conversation, yeah. Don't you?
It's good, and I'm glad that these options exist. Well, they don't exist yet, but it looks like from this study you read or this article.
And some others,
we might be getting there.
In the next 10-ish years, they're thinking for some of these cosmetic things, even though now for diseases. All right, so we're a little bit on either side of this issue. We'll see what happens.
I am super excited about our guests today. Sarah Potempa, celebrity hairstylist. She's worked with so many people like Julianne Hough, Julianne Moore, I guess all the Julianne's, Michelle Williams, Leah Michelle. But I think most of our listeners, and the reason I know you is because you invented the crazy good popular Beach Waver styling tool. So we're going to ask you all about that. Jess, you're familiar with Sarah's work too, right?
I am. You worked with every celebrity known to man. And I mean, the Beach Waver is a hot ticket item in the Cosmo beauty closet. Every girl, so many editors go into the beauty closet to like freshen up for, you know, cocktails, whatever. They just want to like feel good. And they come out with these like Victoria's Secret looking waves. I'm always really envious because I'm so bad with hot tools. It's not even funny.
So you actually did, you mentioned Victoria's Secret, but you actually just did the Victoria's Secret fashion show, right?
Yes. All 47 models.
Oh, my God. Tell us what that was like.
It was amazing. So, yeah, I sponsored the Victoria's Secret show. The Beach Waver team was there. We had 47 girls, and we started at 7:30 in the morning. And the show did not go on until 8 p.m. It's like an all-day event. It's incredible.
You've been doing hair for years. Maybe we need to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe for people who don't know what the Beach Waver is, why did you even invent it? If you're a pro hairstylist, and you could probably do this in your sleep, what did you need to invent your own tool for?
Yeah, and there were already curling irons.
Right. So I have been doing hair for probably over 15 years, and I worked with Procter & Gamble. I became a spokesperson for one of their brands, and I was doing a lot of beauty editor desk sides.
I know, that's how I met her. It was Aussie hair care, right?
Yeah.
And you gave me waves with a normal curling iron at that point. Yeah.
Yep. And so it became my mission to teach women how to curl their hair because I was kind of shocked. I would go to these beauty editors, and we would talk about an article, if it was for Cosmo or Glamour, and I just found it really difficult for like the everyday woman to curl their own hair, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna teach you guys, even these beauty editors. We're gonna teach you. Hold
Jessica,
it upside down.
I know. And I just
I'm
looked at you blankly, like blinking.
You are the reason for the Beach Waver.
I know. Waver. Okay. Yes. I promise you. I promise you. The next week I will be beach waving.
This is a very visual thing to learn. Obviously, is that one of the reasons you sell your products on QVC? Because I'm sure there's lots of places you can sell them, but people actually know who you are because, I mean, I've seen you on TV late night. Mm-hmm. Is that why you decided to sell the product there?
Yes. I mean, there's multiple reasons. One is that I was working with Rachel Zoe and she was launching her collection on QVC, and it was one of those
hair is fantastic.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Thank you.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
She's great beach waves, right? Yeah. So I was doing her hair.
Okay, I don't think I realized that.
We were in New York City doing like an E segment or something, and she didn't, I hate to say this, didn't like the models that they had booked.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't imagine. She's not particular
at all.
And so
she made me and her assistant walk in this little segment. She put like 6-inch heels on me and bangles up to here in a fur vest. And I was like, ah. And it was for QVC. And I had met the head of marketing there. Well, this was like around the same week that I had sketched out that idea. And so I just said to the QVC guy, like, oh, I've got a great idea for a curling iron.
So they were in it from the beginning to help you figure this out.
Well, we did it all ourselves, mm-hmm. but it was sort of like the right time, the right place. And then I was at another event with Rachel where he said, let me introduce you to these people. Like, they're bringing in talent for QVC. So this was happening at the same time that I was like, oh, my God, I have this idea. I want to create this. Mm-hmm. And QVC, for me, is so demonstrative. Like, it's a place where you can be in front of millions of people and show them how the product works. And I think for me, when I was doing those beauty editor desk sites, I was like, I wish I could go to every girl's house. Like, I wish I could. Right. I wish I could show you. It's not that hard. You know, so I think for me, it was like a very, like, raw, authentic feeling of, like, I want to help you guys. Like, it's cool if you want to look like my celebrity clients, and I want to be able to teach you how to do it. So QVC for me, although I didn't watch it. I didn't really know much about it.
You were not a QVC customer at the time?
No, now I am. I love it.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting. It was just a platform to be on television in front of millions of people. And they're the kind of company that will take a brand that is completely unknown.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist, which is cool, but I don't own a company or a big electronics company. And they'll take a risk on somebody like me.
You keep saying millions of people. Do you actually know how many people are watching?
The number? Oh.
Like, when you get up there on QVC, I've always wondered this. Like, how does it work? Is there like a head, like an earpiece in your ear? Do you know who's watching? Walk us through it, because I'm like getting nervous just thinking about it.
It's fascinating. Yes, I'm hooked up. So I have a earpiece that's to a producer in a studio, but it is not a live audience. So there's actually probably, it feels like 7 or 8 cameras on you at all times. But there's nobody operating the cameras. They're all outside the studio. So when you go in there, it's you, your models, and the host. And you're hooked up to someone speaking to you, but it's actually very quiet in the studio.
Okay, because you were able to manifest a lot of energy. It makes it feel like there's like a live audience ready to buy the product.
Did you get any stage fright before, even though there's no one there? Because you know that, you know, millions of people are watching, or like your family's watching, or... colleagues.
So the first time I was on, I had 2 shows booked for the day, and I remember feeling, I was excited, and I was like, I can totally do this, this is great, but I remember my sister, my business partner, so kind of to back up a little bit, I started the company with my older sister, who was a corporate lawyer, and she quit her job to do this with me.
Wow.
She's 4 years older than me, and she was living in Chicago at the time, and, you know, we're very different. And I had called her and said, I've got this great idea for curling iron, and I love my industry. Like, beauty industry is incredible. And she was like, great, I hate my job, I'm quitting.
Amazing.
And I was like, wait, what? Hold on. And so she literally committed her life to it, like, quit and did everything she could to help me, like, manufacture, create the prototype, like, pitch it to QVC, like, actually make things happen. So on the day of our first show, I'm in the room backstage, and 2 great things happened that day, I feel like. I had picked my own models, which now I know as like a veteran of QVC, like you don't ever bring outside models in. They have an incredible model department. You like get really well-trained on-air camera models.
Oh, it's like a different kind of modeling.
Okay. Sometimes you see the same models over and over again, like the really good ones.
They're good.
You did not have them.
They have Facebook fans. Like, I mean, they're like, oh, Amazon, and they've got fans. They're like famous for being on QVC. Well, I didn't know.
That's hilarious.
I brought my like college roommate. I have my college roommate, and I had 2 editors. I had Amber Katz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was just funny. I just had, like, a fun, like, random mix of people who was like, that'd be fun. Let's go on QVC together. So we did that. But my sister, my older sister, who was the lawyer, came in. And she doesn't ever do anything on camera, anything, like, you know, behind the scenes like this. And she was so nervous.
And
she was like, okay, are you just going to be totally okay? You're fine. You know, so that made me really nervous. I was like, oh, gosh.
I've never seen your very first broadcast. Is it not as polished as you are now?
No, I feel like it was pretty good, but it was a little bit all over the place in terms of production. Because we had no clue. Like, I was like, I don't really know exactly what is going on, you know. But then you learn and you get a very polished production. After that, we kind of learned our lesson. But it was a ton of pressure because they had said to us in the beginning, like, a new product on QVC might get like 4 to 5 hits in your first year. Like, you might get on camera 4 to 5 times. Because if you don't really make the numbers, you know, they're not going to have you back.
So, like, in a whole year, you'd only get 4 segments where you could sell.
That's what, like, as a brand new product that they're going to take a risk on you.
Okay.
You know, it's just a lot of pressure because you just have to make sure, like, the product's going to sell, people like you, like, it's going to go well. And then by the end of my first year, I was on close to 50 times. So...
I mean, so, I don't even know what the average is, but that's like once a week. Yeah, that is once a week.
Since then, I'm sure you've gotten like some interesting callers. Like, has anything crazy ever happened on air?
You know, just we get callers that are really huge fans of the hosts. So whatever is going, they know so much about the culture there. It's like a big family environment. They know what they're going through in their personal lives. So we've had some people call and want to talk to the host. You know, and be like, oh, what you posted
You're
on
like,
Facebook.
Girl, I want to sell my tool here. Come on.
No, but we actually, because our product demos so well, we don't really take away too much time from it because we were the first tool to ever have the no hairstylist backstage. So every other
What
hair,
do you mean by that?
So if you see on the bottom of a before and after mm-hmm. QVC, it says before pro styling and after pro styling. So like they say.
Oh, legally to say, look, legally, an expert did this.
They have to right. say after pro styling. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because
okay.
if you're selling a shampoo or something and you're backstage and you blow out the hair and put rollers in and it comes out looking shiny and gorgeous, it's not technically.
To the shampoo. Because, right. You know, yeah.
So we were the first tool to ever get the pro styling removed.
That's wow. That's a real testament.
Those call times can be pretty brutal.
Yes.
So tell me, like, how do you, I mean, the shows are on at like 4 a.m., 7 a.m. Like, how do you pep up? Like, that's how it's, do you fake it?
Can it can be tough. Yeah. So those, but to be honest, it's.
Are you actually like energized?
No. The 3. So there's
no,
a 3 a.m.
No, I'm like, don't get it twisted. No.
It depends. But the 3 a.m. show, there's a beauty show at 3 a.m. that's actually so much fun. And like the times I went on that show, it was with Courtney Kaysen, who was one of the younger hosts. And I did her hair for her wedding and we're friends. And sometimes we would do so well on that show because I feel like the two of us were just like, this is so much fun. Like, who's awake?
Listen, if I couldn't go to sleep and I turned on QVC, I'd be watching. Like, that's.
Oh, I like watching QVC.
And I'd end up with like every beach waiver tool,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of cool to watch. And I think
it's relaxing.
The fact that it's live makes everyone at home feel like they're a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're watching. And I've done this segment so many times. And now, consistently, I will have my same models. I have Stephanie. I have Pam. You know, I have my girls that are like my beach waiver girls. And they do it. Like, my one girl, Allie, does it live in 7 minutes, her entire head. So she starts at the host table with me. She has straight hair. She curls the entire thing. And I trust them. Like, they do everything.
I want.
Wow.
And their hair looks amazing.
Shout out to Allie.
As a guest next time. We love you, Sarah. But yeah. we're going to, like, get the QVC yeah. girls up in here.
They're fascinating. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
So you're on TV a lot. Do you get recognized? Most hairstylists, like, toil away and nobody ever knows who they are. They're behind the celebrities. But you're sort of becoming a celebrity in your own right. Is that weird? And do you get recognized?
I get recognized when it's, like, through a friend. In the very beginning, the thing that threw me off the most is I still go to the Today Show at least, like, once a week or every other week with a celebrity client. So I'm there backstage, and about probably, like, only 2 or 3 months after I had launched the Beach Waiver, there were two girls that worked at the Today Show that were, like, giddy and crazy around me. And they were like, every time your name is on the list, we get so excited to say it. We don't care what celebrity you're with. And I was like, this is so crazy.
Because you're the celebrity. I remember I saw you last year, 2015, and you were trying to do, I never found out what happened with this, but you were trying to do 365 days of braids.
I did it.
And what? You made it through?
Yes, I posted a different braid every day for 365 days.
I have a headache just thinking about
that. I don't even know how. I barely know how to do the simple braid. So we need to talk after
yes.
this.
Wait, were they all different?
A different braid every day.
Yep. On yourself, clients,
on different people. So okay, here's what happened. In 2014, I did the hashtag 100 hair days. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my clients were doing like 100 happy days or whatever. Yeah. And I wanted to do something different that like generated content that was just interesting and like, you know, and I feel like with celebrities, I can get some photos, but I can't constantly be posting every single process of what we're doing. So I just wanted to create something different. And I was going to wait until January 1st to do this 100 hair days. And we were sitting in my office. And one of the girls on my team said, like, oh, if you're so about living in the moment, why don't you just start tomorrow?
And I was like, oh, it's like diets okay, and fine. Everything yeah. in life. And you're like, screw you. I'm exactly. going to start later. Did you do it?
So I did. So I started the day
That's
after.
That's why she started her own company. Yeah. yeah. She has like,
you just get on it.
Go
yeah.
for it. So I did 100 hair days on myself, which was a huge challenge. It was yeah. really difficult. And I did a lot of braids in there. And yeah. so people they loved the braids. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of those things when I finished, and I was really proud of myself for finishing, that everyone was like, what are you going to do? Are you doing something on New Year's now? And so on New Year's Day, I was like, I'm going to do it. Day one of 365 days of braids.
So of all those 365, what ended up being like one of the most popular? I guess you know exactly because yeah. you get likes. Like what was popular?
Yeah. The number one most liked photo was one I did on my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she
the lawyer?
No, my other sister. So there's three of us.
Oh, there's three potempas.
Yeah, three potempas. My older sister is the corporate lawyer who's my business partner. And Emily, my little sister, is our creative director of the Beach Waiver Company.
Mm. Oh,
it's so
everyone's in the
her
biz.
And I, she was my hair model from like day one. And then after that, I did a really cool inverted fishtail on Reese Witherspoon. And well, everyone loved it.
I mean,
it.
Wow.
And
you
she's
could
beautiful.
Do like nothing on Reese Witherspoon.
Messy pony. Yeah.
And what was interesting about that day is she was going on a TV appearance, and we were all talking about the 365 days of braids, and she was like, "Don't braid on me."
You were saying that Reese was like, "Do my hair." Like, are there any celebrities that like you've had to do like beach waiver tutorials with, or that like aren't so great with their hair that you've really had to like? I'm just like a friend, like you know. Walk through it with.
Yeah, I think it happens with almost every client.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yes.
That's nice. Because you always see celebrities with this amazing, like your hair now, just kind of like sexy, loose waves. It doesn't look like you tried too hard. So I figured they know how to do it too, but that's probably a little naive.
And that's kind of the cool thing too, is I've taught a lot of my celebrity clients, and they've said to me, like, I know Miranda Cosgrove, she's like, I use the beach wave every day. You know, like Busy Phillips is like, when I go to events in LA, I'll just like beach wave my hair. But I taught them how to use it. I mean, it's really pretty simple to use, but I definitely was like giving them tutorials, giving them tips on how to do their hair.
So you've become so well known for this wavy, beachy, tousled look. Nobody gets sick of that look, but is there
an
evolution? Like
Cosmo's been doing it for since 50 years on the cover.
Yeah.
Because it works. But do you ever get to a point where you're like, I want to do something new, or I want to expand? Like, what's next for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So this March, we're launching two new sizes of the Beach Waver. So right now we have the Beach Waver Pro line, and then we have the Beach Waver S1, which stands for the width of the barrel. Mm-hmm. So S is for the size, mm-hmm. and 1 is 1 inch. And so we're launching
that's
a
easy.
1.25, so it's a bigger barrel, which will give you more of like that loose blowout look, not so
okay.
curly.
Right.
You know, it'll give you kind of just a really pretty bend in your hair.
That's nice.
And then we're also launching the Beach Waver S.75, so it's a smaller barrel, which is really great for a lob or, you know, fine hair that needs a tighter curl.
Short hair can
so it's nice.
It.
So it's like kind of giving you options. But yeah, I definitely, like, I have irons in my collection. I have a ceramic styling iron that I love to use and create different types of beachy waves, different types. Even like a smooth straight look is always nice to go. You know, if you've been waving your hair constantly, it's nice to do one night where it's nice and sleek and shiny.
Well, we can't let you leave without asking how exactly you get these things done. Like, what are some of your favorite hair products that you use other than your own, like shampoos, conditioners?
Yes. So I love a good mousse, like a volumizing mousse. I'm a big fan of mousse. I like to use it before I blow dry my hair.
Yeah.
And then sectioning is one of, I think, the most important things when doing your own hair. So many women want to just grab random pieces and curl because they think it's going to be faster, but it's actually so much faster to section in the back, bring it all forward, and start on the bottom. Section your hair up and then curl.
Like clip
so
it in,
good
in,
clip,
in
like a
yeah, like good
clip.
Clips.
Yeah, like these, my Darby clips, they're just like big fat clips, so you only really need one of them to hold your hair up.
Sure.
And then I am a big fan of hairspray.
Whose hairspray do you like?
I actually use Sprunch all the time, which is kind of funny. That
Aussie? Sprunch spray.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Julianne Huff yesterday, she was like, what is that smell?
Oh, I mean, it would bring
Aussie
you back.
Products have that,
like,
that great
like
smell.
Reminding me of my childhood.
Yeah.
And then I love, like, a putty. Like, do you know Fat Boy? It's a really cool.
I've heard of it, yes, but I don't, for some reason, I haven't seen it in a long time.
So it's
but
like
I remember
a matte pomade called Fat Boy. And this guy Tyson made it, and he was on my team during Fashion Week on a show, and he spent a year in his kitchen trying to make like the perfect pomade. Huh? And I love it.
I mean, the name alone is amazing.
Yeah. And he's like a tall, skinny musician.
Oh, Fat Boy. So it's good for like PC.
Yeah, like PC or kind of just getting rid of flyaways. It's just like a nice finishing texturizing putty.
Cool. So now we know it's in your secret kit.
And then I also love Olaplex. You guys know that?
Yes.
Isn't that the stuff you add to color when you're at the salon?
You can add to
you have
color,
to ask for it.
And they can give you like the take-home one. It rebuilds the bonds. If you're
our
doing
producer,
any extreme,
Britt loves it.
Yes. If you do any extreme color.
She's pointing frantically to her
head. Hair is like an on point today.
If you bleach your hair, you're going to add color, you change colors. It's just, there's a lot of really cool products out on the market now. There's one called Nordapro, which is like an 8-step spray bottle that's like an in-salon service, but it rebuilds the hair structure. So there's like Aqua,
is that similar to Olaplex? Is that
it's
in the same family?
It's similar in the fact that it's like rebuilding like the protein and the keratin in it. But then what Olaplex is very simple. It's just a bond rebuilder.
Okay.
So just making your hair stronger and making it more similar to a virgin strand of hair.
Oh. Now we know
virgin
how to get
hair.
All the secret
the secrets to Julianne Hough hair. And Sarah Potempa hair, who looks amazing.
Yeah,
thank you,
you look
so,
great.
So much for coming to hang out
with
us.
Thank you.
For having me. It was fun.
Jess, doesn't it feel like sometimes we're just talking out into the ether as very one-sided? I want to get to know our listeners some more.
I know. I feel like I'm shouting into a well.
If you're out there, you should definitely email us. We're at info@fatmascara.com,
or you can tweet us at fatmascara.
That's our handle for Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everything.
Yeah, please follow us and just like let us know what you think. We want to know.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.